One thing I ask everyone, this sounds a bit odd or strange, but is there any superstitions, myths, legends, anecdotes, anything associated specifically with this building?
Well, there's none that that we know of, except of course we've heard the usual that it's haunted and so forth. But there is one thing that I can attest to, and so can Lorraine, who started. Basically, I was the first person. I recruited the staff then, and she was one of the first recruitees that we had, and now she's the administrator of the center. But when we were due to open to the public, I had a very strange, and I can absolutely attest to it myself, I'm a fairly skeptical individual in relation to paranormal and so forth, but we came in one morning and there was a half moon of Victorian pennies. The strange thing about this is that they were inside the locked door. So you have your door and you have your glass doors and they're both locked. And we have no idea how they got there. And they were all dated, you know, they were all obviously Victorian, but they don't relate to any particular date in the history of the church. And we have no idea how they got there. No idea. So Lorraine would be probably thinking that some ghost dropped there or whatever, but we just were, there was no break in, no nothing. And they were just there in a semicircle or half moon.
That's amazing, isn't it?
So that's it. That's the only tale I can tell.